Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
Kanye seems to have had a moment of clarity recently. During his interview with Chicago's 107.5, he apologized for his comments he made about slavery earlier this year. He stated, "I've never really approached or addressed the slavery comment fully, and it's not something for me to over-intellectualize. This is something about the fact that it hurt people's feelings, the way that I presented the piece of information. You know, I should have presented it in a more calm way," he says, but he was ramped up. Well, that's because Kanye's often ramped up, but he did apologize. And you know something, he also said he's not blaming mental health, but he's explaining mental health. Well, I'm glad he's had a moment to think about all of this. Now, if we can just get him to change his thinking about Donald Trump, Kanye will be cool. And shortly after being released from prison, a judge has ended Kodak Black's probation. Well, according to the complex, this likely means that Kodak's case is closed and he is finally a free man. Now, you know, he was arrested at the start of the year after police claimed they witnessed the rapper smoking weed while surrounded by guns on Instagram Live, which I saw too, and it was a stupid move. Well, he was initially charged with grand theft of a firearm, possession of marijuana, possession of a weapon by a felon, and child neglect without great bodily harm. Most of the charges were dropped, and he pleaded guilty to driving with a suspended license and associating with people who committed crimes. Okay, right now he just seems to be focused on making new music, which is a good thing. And speaking of music, it is the day the Queen of Soul will be buried in Detroit, and you'll be able to join me on HLN tomorrow with Carol Costello as we cover and comment on Aretha Franklin's homegoing service and life. You don't want to miss that. That's on HLN tomorrow morning, live for about 2.5 hours, because you know it's going to be long. And for all those stories and a whole lot more, make sure you follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN online.